Where did you kind of develop your sound? You've got this really different type of voice. It's really hard to explain.
Well, I went to school for, I actually auditioned for this boarding school for musical theater, and then I got there and I was like, maybe not, because they all had very different voices. Like, they were powerful and belty. And I don't know, the musical theater sound is just so different. And so I kind of was like, well, maybe I'll just do Shakespeare. And so I stopped doing music when I was like, that was in 10th grade. And so I haven't really done it until this last year. I executive produced a web series that was a pop musical. So my character had a song, and I sang Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Nice.
Yeah. It was really fun. And then the music producer was like, I like your tone. Like, if you write me some stuff, then, I'll produce it for you. And I was like, why not? And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't want to go to acting class because I'm working on a song right now. And it's like, it just felt right. And I don't know, with acting, it was always kind of like a struggle. And with music, it's just like, it comes naturally. It's fun. And, but as far as like sound, I mean, I didn't really have training for a long time. And as soon as I started working with that producer, I met this guy, Stevie Mackey, and he's my voice coach, and he is unbelievable. Like, he's one of the backup vocalists on The Voice. He has the voice of an angel, and he makes it so much fun. And he's very soulful. Like, he grew up in the gospel church, and so we have these really fun warm ups where it's like, I want my baby, and he's just like playing, and it's just so fun. But I think his influence on me has a lot to do with like the soul that comes out.